All right, everyone, welcome to Radio Free Nintendo. This is day one of our E3 special, and very special episode. I'm actually sitting physically in the presence of Mr. Steven Rodriguez.
Yes, here I am. We're in my lovely home here in beautiful Simi Valley, California.
He's putting us up.
Yeah.
Steven is the director of NintendoWorldReport.com, of course, the financier, so to speak, of our beloved podcast. I'm also joined by Mr. Carmine Red, the news editor.
Yes, I'm up from the forums. I'm a newbie. Okay, cool.
There you go. Yeah. It's Carmine's debut on the podcast. Very excited to have him on there. Of course,
Golden Phoenix, shout out.
I am your normal host, Jonathan Metz, a contributing editor, and I'm glad to be back on the show after a couple weeks of absence. And I just want to say on the record that last week's episode, hosted by Greg, was fantastic, and I really enjoyed that. And
he's British.
It very much put me in the mood for the show, made me excited to come here to E3. So E3 has not technically started yet. We basically had two big events today. One was the Microsoft press release, which we'll try to talk about towards the end of the show, since it's sort of off topic. And then we had the EA press conference. Before we get to that, I want to start with the very first announcement of the day. The reason Steven woke me up this morning.
I got a text from Nintendo that woke me up.
Yeah.
It was the Wii Motion Plus, that little dongle thing that attaches to the bottom of the Wii Remote, and supposedly it will give just true one-to-one movement through a combination of the accelerometers in the Wii Remote and the sensor bar. But wasn't that how the Wii Remote normally works?
Right.
It's still a mystery.
It was very mysterious. It's this little blur, basically. It's not even like a full press release. There's no context. That's what really struck me is, like, Nintendo's not a company to show hardware out of context. The last time I can think of them doing it was the Revolution. And that didn't go very well. I mean, if people were like, what is this thing? 2 to 3 times more powerful. What? And it kind of was a nightmare until they finally showed the controller 3, 4, 5 months later in Japan. So this was kind of weird.
I think this was great because, you know, before no one had any idea what to expect. Now we have a clue. Now everyone is completely re-examining all their preconceptions.
Absolutely. I didn't see anyone predict this in their E3 predictions, that Nintendo was going to upgrade the motion sensing features of the Wii, because a lot of people have said they would do this in the next generation of consoles, you know, the Wii 2 or the Wii 2.0 or whatever you want to call it. I don't think anyone expected this as an upgrade to the current Wii.
Well, you're saying, Kai, that, you know, we didn't know what to expect, and then Nintendo announces this, you know, Wii Motion Plus, and then we reanalyze things. Well, we still don't know what to expect. What do they need this new accessory for that the Wii Remote by itself cannot do?
Yeah, I think you have to look at the motivation for making this announcement at the time that they did it. Apropos of nothing, no one expected Nintendo to announce anything today. I don't think they really needed to, so you have to wonder, what is their motivation? My first inclination was they're trying to preempt Microsoft's announcement of a motion controller later in the morning. That did not materialize.
I don't think it materialized
because of Nintendo's announcement. Maybe it sent them back to the drawing board, but I kind of doubt that.
No, and the other reason why they would want to do that is it's the Wii Motion Plus is nothing like, you know, the announcement of the Wii name, you know, way back when. We all needed some time to, you know, cool down from that. But another reason why they could have announced it when they did, which was today, was that they just wanted to give us a little bit of time to think about it. Think, okay, we get it. We think we get it, or we understand what this is. So when it comes time for the press conference tomorrow, people will know what it is beforehand. So Nintendo could just have a passing mention of it. Yeah, we announced this, and then just show the games and why they
need
it.
Give us some time to get used to the idea.
Yeah, they'll show off the games, and this is why we needed this extra little dongle. You know, and hopefully they better include it with some big game.
Of course, yeah.
Otherwise, nobody's going to buy it just because.
Wii Sports 2.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you have to wonder is, what game are they cooking up that requires better motion control, one-to-one sensing? And I think Wii Sports 2 is definitely a strong possibility. They've kind of said in the past, though, I think it was in, like, an Iwata Speaks or something, that they weren't really interested in doing a sequel to Wii Sports, but come on. It's like the best-selling game of the generation. If you consider all the ones that were packed into America, that game has sold 20 million copies.
Yeah, and it's the number one seller in Japan, which it wasn't a pack in.
Right,
obviously,
yeah, so they were more than happy to pay $50. They're going to be more than happy to spend another $50 for a sequel. So, and I think I think they've proven that people in America would be happy to pay for it too. So, that's a strong possibility for tomorrow. I kind of don't think this has anything to do with Wii Music. We've never seen anything from Wii Music that suggests that it would benefit from better motion controls.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
We've never seen anything from Wii Music that suggests that it even uses motion controls at all, really.
Yeah.
And the conducting thing is basically detecting whether you're moving your arms or not. It's digital. They show the drums demo at E3 2006 that was really lame. Like, the particular drum that you hit depended on which button you held down as you waved your arm up and down. So it was, again, basically replacing a button.
I mean, we actually really don't know if Wii Music will even come out. But
right.
There are other games.
Wii Music will come out.
Of all sorts of games. I mean, Punch-Out, maybe.
Punch-Out, although I think a lot, and the people in our forums have already been talking about this, but the tricky thing with Punch-Out is that you would probably need two of these, because it's not going to, I don't see any way for it to augment the nunchuck as well with just one dongle, and so you'd end up needing two of these and two remotes, and so for two-player Punch-Out, you need four. It's just a mess. It's a hardware nightmare.
Well, we don't know how this Wii Motion Plus dongle works. I mean, what's inside of it?
Right.
Is it just another set of accelerometers? Is it some special hardware or like a firmware update for the remote that better senses the nunchuck or the accelerometers inside the remote? It could also, better sense the accelerometers inside of the nunchuck. So that's, the mystery. What the heck is
thing? It's pretty strange. And I guess we should say something about the physical appearance of the device. We've only seen a photo of it. But it's about an inch long. It attaches to the bottom of the Wii Remote. So it's like a dongle, but it has a pass-through, so you can still connect a nunchuck through it. And Nintendo's promotional photograph also showed the entire new extended Wii Remote encased in a
new jacket.
Wii jacket, or as we affectionately like to call it, the condom. So yes, they are putting a dongle in a condom. Just want to throw that out there.
By the way, that same photo, there was a Wii Remote without the condom on it, which is weird because ever since they announced the condom, every single photo and every single instance of the Wii Remote had that on there.
They showed it so that you could see the dongle. I mean, it was just for visibility.
I'm almost hoping that they pack it in with every Wiimote from now on, because are people going to have two different Wiimote jackets?
Yeah, and you have to wonder, is this the kind of thing that they could also... maybe this is too complicated, but this is the kind of thing they could actually just release a new Wii Remote that has this built into the same size as the original. Maybe the new one's black, so you can tell the difference. And that way, if you want...
You just want a black Wii.
I do want a black Wii. I like black consoles. I just like the color. I just like my electronics to be black. But, they could do red or blue or whatever. But maybe something like that, so that if you want a more elegant one piece, I don't need any extra crap attached to the bottom of my controller, you can buy the new DualShock 3 version of the Wii Remote that has everything built in. I don't know.
It all depends on just what the Wii Motion Plus is.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just upgraded to the existing Wii technology, then this is just a stopgap until they can, roll out the actual new Wii controllers. But if it's something else, if it's really an optional accessory, which just based on the blurb sounds like it might be, or it might be, an optional accessory that is really required for the game that comes back.
It's going to be required for certain games. If it wasn't required, if it didn't allow them to make a new kind of game that they couldn't make otherwise, they wouldn't put it out there.
Yeah.
It's too confusing, it's too cumbersome for the marketplace. So there has to be some really compelling software or they wouldn't do this. And I mean, one of the first things that popped in my head was a new Zelda, with one-to-one sword controls, the kind
and
of
the
stuff that we actually wanted.
And the fact they say one-to-one on the
accessory. Yeah, I mean, they
right.
went that far.
And the strange thing is, the Wii Remote can do one-to-one. I mean, you don't see it very often, but it is, for instance, it's in, I think there's some element of it in Red Steel. And with the sword fighting?
No.
It's
just swipes.
It's just all swipes, okay. Yeah. But it certainly it is in Wii Sports with the baseball game.
Yeah.
And it's in some of the golf games. Like today at EA, they showed the new Tiger Woods, and it actually it looked pretty laggy, but there is a one-to-one swing on this where it basically senses how far back you've pulled it, and it shows it on the screen at that time. So, I don't know, I think my I'm also kind of feeling some regret that this didn't get announced earlier so that the two Star Wars games coming out this year, Clone Wars and Force Unleashed, could have used it.
They still might. You don't know that.
The question is how much Nintendo has been actually talking to third parties.
I don't know. It seems kind of late in the game for those already announced games, but maybe for Battlefront 3, which we are pretty sure is coming to the Wii, developed by Free Radical, maybe it's not too late for that one. I mean, that hasn't even been officially announced yet, so maybe that one could have it. But again, the lightsaber is going to be a fairly small part of that game. It's primarily a shooter.
Because there's the lightsaber game coming up for the Wii. And if any game that was designed for one-to-one controls from the Wii remote, it would be a lightsaber game. That was one of the first
you're thinking Clone Wars, the fighting game.
Yeah, or whatever. There's like, what, two or three Star Wars games coming up? I don't remember them all.
We just named all three of them.
Yeah.
Force Unleashed, Clone Wars, and Battlefront 3.
Clone Wars
is the one that's exclusive to Wii and DS, and they haven't said that much about it.
We haven't seen that much about it.
Yeah, they think there's been one screenshot.
I mean, if anything, if there is going to be, like, you know, real lightsaber battles like people have always wanted since the Wii Remote was first understood, not necessarily announced, if we just get to plug in this magic dongle, and all of a sudden, if I go like this, and I get the sounds out of the Wii Remote.
That's what everybody wanted
sold
from
it.
The start. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll find out more about that tomorrow. I mean, LucasArts is not, I don't know if they're actually exhibiting at the show or not. They're not in the ESA anymore, but they might still be exhibiting here. You don't have to have both, but I don't know. Well, you know,
I'm sure
be really interesting.
I'm sure if
to find out
if that was true about the lightsaber game or the lightsaber action in Star Wars, Nintendo will be all over that in the press.
Oh yes,
so
yes.
We'll know about that
God.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah,
I might have to buy one of those accessories, those cheap. Oh, make your Wiimote into a lightsaber thing. I might actually have to buy one if it actually comes.
And if it extends, and you get the light coming out the top of it.
Yeah,
I'd buy one.
Well, we shall see. So yeah, we'll know more about this tomorrow, it's going to give us all funny dreams tonight, that's for sure. I mean, it's definitely got us kind of hyped up, and it's so unexpected, it's such a surprising thing. It kind of gets you excited. It's like, what else do they have to show? Because this certainly doesn't really fit in with any of the ideas, the preconceptions we had about, whatever you want to say, Kid Icarus, Pilot Wings, Animal Crossing. None of them would really seem to benefit from this kind of thing, so it's like, is Nintendo going to pull out something totally unexpected, totally off the wall, as they usually do?
Keep your cell phone on. I want to see what that next text we get from them is.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm obviously excited about what Nintendo's going to be showing off tomorrow, but if anything, the little Wii Motion Plus thing is just maybe curious. I mean,
it's so mysterious.
I'm more interested in what the heck this thing is that the Wii Remote isn't.
Right.
And, I mean, once we know that, we'll probably get the question answered at the same time we know what the games are going to be, because we'll see both at the same time. But I just want to know, you know, these new games, whatever the Wii Motion Plus is, why couldn't we just do it with the regular Wii Remote?
Right. They're going to really have to prove that this makes your Wii do things that it could not do before. That it, you know, if they're going to charge you anything for it, if they're going to fragment the market with this thing, they've really got to prove that it's a compelling hardware and that it gives you new experiences that you can't have before. And, you know, it was easy to prove that with say, Wii Fit, you know. So we'll just have to see. But it's going to be exciting. All right, we need to move on to the next topic, and that's the EA press conference. All three of us were present this afternoon. I think we can all agree it wasn't the most exciting press conference, and there weren't a lot of...
It was good. It was good.
It was good. It was well-presented. It wasn't embarrassing, as some have been in the past.
But from the Nintendo perspective, it was kind of...
lame, yeah. You know, they didn't show that much that was specific to
Nintendo.
A lot of the stuff they showed isn't coming out for Nintendo at all, unfortunately, like Mirror's Edge and Dead Space, which both look really cool, really interesting games. And, you know, I look forward to playing them on some other system, but they're not coming to...
only.
Yeah, they're not coming to Wii, that's for sure. They did have a couple of announcements. They showed Sim Animals. That's going to be exclusive to the Wii and the DS, and it looks... I felt it kind of looked like Peter Molyneux's Black and White game, where you have these animals running around, you play as basically this disembodied hand, there's no on-screen interface whatsoever, you just move the hand around and pick up an animal and put it places, and I guess the guy, I don't have his name handy, but the guy who, Humble, his last name's Humble, the head of the Sim Studio, he described it as basically like you control the game by interacting with the world. So there's no artifice, there's no menus and things like that. You just move this hand around, and the way you play the game is by moving things and making them interact. And he suggested, like, if you have bears, two bears, and you want more bears, basically you pick up the mama bear and put it next to the papa bear.
They make sure they have a special hug.
Yeah, they have a special hug. You make baby bears.
That's what they call it nowadays.
Right, a special hug, yes. So it sounds like a really interesting thing from an interface point of view, and I can see how it fits in with the Wii Marketplace, but they didn't actually show any real gameplay. They showed what they, you know, all the EA demos were like, this is real in-game gameplay footage, and like most of it wasn't. It was like cutscenes and pre-rendered. This looked like a pre-rendered movie to me.
Yeah.
It was definitely pre-rendered. Kind of thing. Just a game.
I mean, not that it looked like, it's not like, not like it looked like Wall-E graphics. It looked kind of low-grade pre-rendered stuff, but maybe like a Target render.
I think it's actually due out January.
January 09. Yeah. And I thought the style of it looked really cute. Very charming kind of stuff, you know. Nothing, it's not like all googly-eyed stuff like Spore, but it's not super realistic either, that's for sure. Very, very much in the vein of The Sims.
Yeah, from what I gathered from it, the trailer they showed, it's probably not, you know, you pick up an animal, you do this, you pick up an animal, do this. It's probably going to be just like regular Sims gameplay, but you just have have people interacting with each other.
Yeah, but regular Sims gameplay depends on a lot of meters on the screen. You have, you know, hunger meters and boredom meters and I have to go piss meters and stuff like that. So it sounds like they're trying to get away from that and make it a more natural
experience. Like they've got the whole, you know, the ecology and the circle of life thing going on, and I got some flashes of Viva Pinata, and you have a bear family and there are other families.
I don't know, there's a lot of potential with this kind of idea, and I kind of wonder how deep they're really going to go with it, because it's very cute. It looks like they're going for kids and girlfriends market, and I, you know, it's this kind of thing, it's really hard to get excited about until you see it actually played, because it doesn't make a lot of sense the way they showed it. It was very, very far-fetched, I thought, the way they showed the interface in this Target render movie thing.
Well,
but we'll just have to see.
I'm excited, so.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I think it's really, Spore is kind of within the Sim world, it's really the first time they're going away from people.
Right.
Because it's always been about, you know, cities with the people in the cities, and
well, I mean, that's not true. They had Sim Ant. They had Sim Earth.
That was a while ago, though.
It was a really long time ago. Yeah, I mean, they haven't done anything in a long time.
Within, like, the modern Sim.
Right.
Did you guys see any of those green diamonds? I don't remember seeing
any green diamonds. I mean, it doesn't really look like a Sims game. That's the thing.
I don't know. I don't remember the green head icon.
Yeah, and yeah, so
they did have lots of those for Sims 3, though, which obviously is not coming out.
I think that's kind of why I thought it looked more like Black and White than it did The Sims, because the interface is so different. I don't know. And if you remember, Black and White had this gestural magic system, where you're just drawing weird things
on
the screen.
And you can punish people, give them, like, little slaps across
the
butt.
Black and White was sort of a Wii game before the Wii existed, and it didn't work all that well, from what a lot of people said.
That's because there's no waggle.
Right, yeah. Anyway, Sim Animals could be cool. They showed like a couple screenshots of the DS version, but I couldn't get any sense of how that's played. I mean, they didn't really talk about the DS version. So the next thing they showed for Nintendo was AllPlay. That's their EA Sports with Peter Moore, formerly of Microsoft, formerly of Sony.
Sega.
Yeah. Right, not Sony. Sega. But anyway, Peter Moore came out there, did a pretty good job, I thought, and was talking about AllPlay. They brought out this lady, LPGA golfer. I didn't catch her name.
She's in the game, though.
Right, she's in the game. They have men and women golfers in the game, and you can play them against each other. So Peter was playing as Tiger Woods. She was playing as herself. And the interesting thing I thought about showing Tiger Woods, well, first of all, I had to say the graphics were pretty bad looking, in my opinion. They were really alias, which could be because of the large projection screen they were showing it at. But I also thought the colors were, like, really bland. Like, Tiger Woods looks like he's got about three colors on him. He's, like, a solid red shirt, khaki pants, his skin color. That's it. Like, the entire character model has three colors in it. The golf course is, like, two shades of green. It's really bland looking. Like, I don't know. It just didn't look very attractive to me. Yeah, you'd think by now they kind of would have they'd be pushing the Wii hardware a little harder with the graphics, but I don't know. I mean, the swinging mechanics looked pretty good. Like we said, it had that kind of one-to-one, similar to Wii Sports Golf, I guess. You hold down the B, you swing it back, you swing it forward and let go of B at a certain time. So that definitely could work if done properly.
And the thing about All Play is it takes care of a lot of those options, so it makes it a lot more like Wii Sports Golf.
Right, or Mario Golf. So what was interesting to me is that you can actually, on a per-player basis, choose whether you want to use All Play or not. So Peter, who apparently sucks at the game, or claims so, he was using All Play, so it showed him a trail of where the ball is predicted to go. You know, of course, that might be off according to wind or how hard he hits it, but that's very much like Mario Golf or Hot Shots Golf, the Camelot-type games. Whereas his opponent, she was using normal controls, and so she didn't get the trail. So she basically had to guess based on the yardage, the club that she chose. It was more like Tiger Woods simulation golf. And the cool thing was they're playing against each other at the same time. I was kind of under the incorrect assumption that we all play was like a mode and everybody played that way at the same time.
I mean, back like in last year's sports game for the Wii, like this was like the first year they did it, they call it Family Play last year. It was in NBA Live and Madden and all those games. Basically, it'll probably work the same way for this year's other games, like the NCAA and the Madden and the NBA Live, is that basically the computer did just about all of the work for you. Like, it moved you around, say, in NBA Live, it moved you around the court automatically. All you basically did was pass when you wanted and shoot it when you wanted.
Yeah.
And, you know, if, for somebody who has no idea how to play a game like that, if the thing is too complicated,
that's plenty to keep track of.
Yeah, I mean, like a player who doesn't know any better has to do, all they really want to do anyway is, you know, shoot the ball.
I think it's an interesting approach, and I think if it's making EA think about how they can simplify the controls for their games, then it's good. But my feeling, and I'm the kind of person who doesn't really like EA sports games because they're so complicated. I mean, Madden, you have to use every single button on the controller, and the functions change whether you have the ball or don't have the ball, etc., offense, defense. They're so complicated. It's like you have to have out controller maps in front of you just to know what all the buttons do. It's like, come on, guys, it's football. It's not that complicated of a game. And my feeling on it is, rather than have a super complicated mode and a super simplified mode, which is what they're doing in these All Play titles for B, I'd rather they came to some compromise in the middle and made one control scheme that anybody could learn how to use within 5 or 10 minutes. But that was deep enough, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe the way Pro Evolution Soccer
You can't please everybody all the time. That's the problem. I mean, there are going to be people who want that sort of hardcore. So you can't please everybody all the time. There's going to be people that want that hardcore kind of, I control everything. Even on the Wii Remote, you know, there's only so many buttons, but there's still a lot of options you can do with, like, the motion controlling and the two motion controls with the nunchuck, too. I mean, you can, what EA is doing is basically they're taking the best of both worlds. Because if you put in that middle ground, there are going to be people at the low end that are mad, and there are going to be people at the high end that are mad. But so if you just give them both the high end and the low end, who's going to be in the middle?
I just like the way that you can choose, because, you know, we played Rock Band Sunday night, and you can choose easy, medium, hard, expert. Right.
But the controls don't fundamentally change between those.
I still need to understand the basic system of
playing
the game.
My problem is, obviously, I'm not the fan base for these games, but I would like something to compel me to try, you know, the new Tiger Woods for Wii, because potentially I could have a lot of fun with it. This doesn't really do it for me, because I feel like with the All Play, if that's the way I'm going to play, I'm playing the dummy version, the dumbed-down version, where it does all the work for you. I don't want that. I want to control the game. I just want to control the game without having to memorize charts and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, the control, if you ever look at the instruction manual for Madden, it's like Sins of a Solar Empire. It's ridiculous, the control schemes for these games.
Control pages, like 3 or 4 pages.
It's like, you know, I want to be able to control the game without feeling like I'm being babysat through it. And the All Play, this having two different modes, doesn't really address that for me. I mean, I think there is some benefit to it. I definitely admire the approach they're taking, but I kind of wish they would go further with it. But I don't know, we'll see. Do you guys really think this is going to make EA Sports finally sell on Wii, because the sales have been pretty bad the last couple of years.
Well, haven't the Tiger Woods sold well?
They've done okay.
I think it's mostly because the sports games weren't all there yet, so people might have thought, well, EA's sports presence is not really there, so maybe the games aren't very good.
Yeah, but they're not really addressing the quality concerns here. It sounds like it's not like they're trying to bring over the existing sports fan base from the 360 or whatever and make them buy the Wii version. They want the Wii Sports crowd to buy these. I mean, do you guys really think that the average Wii casual, I own Wii Sports and Wii Play and Carnival Games and Rayman Raving Rabbids, is going to go out and buy Madden this year because of this mode they
have? They don't know about it.
No, I will say flat out no to that. Because if the people before were interested in the EA Sports games, they probably would have already gotten them.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the only way that EA could market this to that crowd is to make some TV commercial that says, like, now you too can play Madden. And that's really condescending. Like, I don't see a way to market this to a really wide mass, you know, the Wii Blue Ocean market without making them feel stupid. Because that's what this is the stupid mode, right? Mm. Isn't it? This is the grandma mode? Like, come on. Well, it seems to me that what they're going to have to do is sell these games to the so-called hardcore Wii audience.
And then new players to go in.
Right.
So kind of backdoor them.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I would try to get my mom to play Tiger Woods, or my dad to play Tiger Woods with me. But they're going to have to sell it to me first. And I still don't care.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Because what's the point of putting all these sports games on the Wii if the primary audience for them isn't going to be interested in?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll just have to see. The only other thing that EA announced that really had anything to do or was even compatible with Nintendo stuff was this thing Nucleus, which is not a big deal. We don't have to talk about it, really, but just to throw it out there, it's like a universal EA gamer profile that works across multiple games and even across multiple platforms, including the Wii. So they showed this PowerPoint slide really quick that had a bunch of game logos on it, including, I think, All Play. It had Skated on there. It had some stuff that we know is coming to Wii. So it's going to include Wii. It's basically like, you know, if you have a 360 and a Wii, you can have this one gamer tag that works across all EA games between them. It seems like the kind of thing to me that doesn't really affect you unless you buy a lot of EA games. And I know people who do. I know people who buy five or ten EA games a year. But I don't know, if you're not that kind of person, I'm not really sure that this matters very much to you.
I think it's just a courtesy for people, like, if you can't, if friends with, like, a 360 version of Madden, friends with the PS3 version of Madden.
They can't play against each other, but at least they can, like, compare their stats. Who cares? I don't know.
Can they eventually? I mean...
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to go for.
Eventually going to make it so you can play cross-platform?
No,
EA would like to, but the rules of the marketplace say that's not allowed. For the same reason, you're not going to be able to use your Rock Band 2 instruments with Guitar Hero World Tour. You know? It's because there are artificial barriers of entry to that. So, yeah, that's basically EA's conference. They did show a lot of cool stuff on Spore, and that's eventually coming to Wii. We've heard by the end of the year, maybe December, but they did not talk about the Wii version at all. My guess is the Wii version is really early and does not look good right now. So they don't want to show it yet. And they don't want to take any effort. They don't want to show something subpar and make that tarnish the hype around the PC version.
But there's the other hand. I mean, why show the Wii version when you can show any version that looks better than the Wii version?
Right.
So then the Wii version could be just as far along as the other ones.
Sneak the Wii version. It's going to be like Rock Band. You know, sneak the Wii version out at the last minute. It's not as good as the other ones, but because there's so much goodwill with the marketplace developed because everybody loves the game so much, they'll buy the Wii version, even if it's kind of subpar.
Well, it will still have to have downloadable content. The Wii version.
The whole game's
built on that.
I agree, and I don't think that's really a problem. I think Spore is exactly the kind of game that works with Wii Connect 24 the way Nintendo originally intended. And so few games have used Wii Connect 24 for anything interesting. Maybe we'll see Animal Crossing tomorrow, and it'll change that for the better. But yeah, I think Spore should be no problem. There's no need for friend codes just so you can see a species that somebody else created. That shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem now. But again, they didn't show it for whatever reason, and so we can't really say anything about it, unfortunately. But that's supposed to come eventually. They showed Left 4 Dead, cool looking PC 360 game from Valve, co-op thing. You guys seem
zombies action.
Yeah.
Four-player co-op's always
cool. Four-player co-op is pretty cool. I mean, you don't see that very often. And the game is built around co-op. Mm. It is primarily
And they said
co-op
it would like change according to how well you guys are doing, how well you're playing as a team.
That seemed to me like the kind of thing that goes on the back of the box, but when you're playing it, you don't really notice.
You wouldn't notice that.
Yeah, that seems like the kind of thing to me that would go completely unnoticed unless they told us about it and made a big deal, which they are. Yeah. They made a very big deal about it, but it's like, really? Does this really change the game? Does this really affect how you play very much? I'm kind of doubtful, but...
Well, when they pitched, they said, oh, it's a horror game, and it's co-op, and it's got all that, but it ended up looking like a shooter.
Yeah. All right, well... We'll move on from EA. Before we go, really quick, we spent a couple minutes talking about the Microsoft press conference. We all watched it on the internet today, as probably a lot of our listeners did. No motion controller shown. That was kind of a surprise. Mm. But no, they did show avatars being developed by Rare. They look like high-definition Miis. They look fine, but they don't really look that much different from Miis, really.
I mean, it was... Like, I made this comment during where I watched the press conference. When they were basically announcing the whole system with avatars and explaining, you know, the whole development process of them, every single person in attendance, and even the person presenting these avatars, knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, the crowd was silent. There was no elation. It was like, oh, thank God, finally avatars on Xbox. Like, nobody really cares, you know? I mean, they have to do it to sort of catch up and get some parity
in the
marketplace.
To stay relevant.
But it's not like anybody was freaking out over this stuff. It's pretty boring. Yeah. I honestly thought they spent too much time on it.
Yeah, and just in general...
Well, it's Rare, so they'll spend too much time on anything, you know?
Yeah, and just in general, you know, Microsoft's press conference was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Until
the very end.
Very, very end.
The very, very, very end where they showed Final Fantasy 13 for the 360. I don't know if that was a new trailer beyond what they've shown before.
I think that's been around.
Yeah.
Or at least parts of it.
Parts of it were familiar to me, but we could barely see it. It was really weird. The stream, like, backed away all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. You couldn't see it.
That was
close.
Probably Square saying, we don't want to show this
right
streaming trailer, so here's just people looking at the trailer. So.
Right, yeah. But anyway, it's exciting, and it definitely hurts the argument for buying a PS3.
Poor Sony family.
Yes.
We know what you're feeling. We went through this.
Sony, I mean,
right.
Microsoft.
with Resident Evil and 4 and all that stuff on GameCube. Yeah.
No, I mean,
when you lose
exclusives,
it really hurts the fanboys.
And Microsoft was really, you know, throwing shots at Sony left and right. I mean, they flat out said, you know, whatever it turned out to be.
They said, we will outsell PS3 by the end of the generation. Of course, Microsoft will decide when the generation ends, because they'll probably be the first to announce their next system.
But still,
that was pros throwing down the gauntlet.
That
was good.
You need some balls to say that. And of course, you know, during the, like, toward, like, as the press conference was going on, I was like, well, they're not really showing us anything to prove that.
Right. And then FF13, and you're like, well, yeah. I mean, what does Sony have left to say, you know, now this is the game that will sell 2 million, 5 million, 10 million PS3s. Nothing.
They've got
nothing
Final Fantasy 13 Versus.
Yeah, right.
We got the spin-off.
Right.
Killzone 2?
Yeah, no. So, it was fun as a System Wars kind of a thing, you know. It's nice for me because it means I can probably buy a 360 and not worry about not getting to play one of my favorite series. But... in the long run, I mean, certainly from a Nintendo fan's perspective, it means nothing to us, except it's kind of hilarious.
We get to sit back and watch all those guys fight it out and bicker and argue and whine.
It's not like we were going to, I mean, you know, I don't think Wada's going to come out at the end of tomorrow's Nintendo press conference and say, by the way, I have one more thing.
Oh, don't get my hopes up.
Show
oh.
Final Fantasy 13
oh, God.
For Wii, and it looks like Final Fantasy 7, you know? No, it's not happening. They might show Crystal Bearers. I think it's unlikely, but that would be really cool if they showed Crystal Bearers. So I'm hoping Wada will show up. Or, for God's sake, Dragon Quest IX.
Something.
Wouldn't it be nice if they mentioned that? Well, anyway, They showed some really cool stuff for Live Arcade, like a new kind of expansion pack for Portal. They didn't show it, but they announced it. The return of South Park to video games. Oh my god! We don't know what that's about either. They showed a really cool looking new Galaga and Geometry Wars 2.
Geometry Wars 2 more than Galaga.
Coming out next month.
Galaga is like, what the heck is that? But Geometry Wars 2 is like, yes! Well,
Galaga, the thing is, if they hadn't told me that was the new Galaga game, I wouldn't have known it was Galaga. It had nothing to do with Galaga. It looked completely different. It did look really cool, though. So, anyway, that's Microsoft, and...
That's about it.
And they confirmed Netflix instant viewing support through Xbox Live.
She's tempting.
That's pretty cool. I'm a Netflix fan, and I use instant viewing on Netflix, so that's... If I get an Xbox, I will use that shit, but not the most exciting announcement in the world.
Nope.
Anyway, that's been today. Not the most exciting day, but...
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the big one, so...
Yes.
Please check back tomorrow night, and we'll have another episode, another short episode like this, and... maybe a little longer, actually.
There's no way we can get all of our one talking to for tomorrow. And like, what was this going up to? Like 35 minutes?
Yeah, 35 minutes. It's going to be fun tomorrow. We're gonna be kind of giddy. Tomorrow we have not only the Nintendo press conference, but then like a full half day of E3 proper. We're meeting with companies. We're going to get to play some of the games that Nintendo announces. So it's going to be a little different than years past where... Traditionally, Nintendo had their conference the day before E3 actually started. That gave us time to process all the craziness and everything. Tomorrow's just going to be all rolled into one, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Please check back, and we're going to try to have one of these episodes pretty much every day this week. Keep you up to date. Of course, for really up to date, up to the minute reporting, check out NintendoWorldReport.com, and that's where our coverage will go first. These will be the wrap-ups, the analysis.
Dead tired.
Yeah, oh yeah. Tomorrow we're going to sound totally different. Our voices will be shot. Anyway, so check back, and thanks for listening, and we will talk to you later in the week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.